Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, and I mentioned that in the past there had been a vaccine. Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire, company from the house that Root built, here on USA Radio Network, here on my flagship station, KBET. All kinds of wonderful things I always say to start the hour, but I wanted to continue with what I was talking about in hour number two. I mentioned that there had been a flu. I thought it probably was the bird flu in the early 2000s, and maybe that happened as well. But the swine flu during the Gerald Ford years, is what one of my fans are saying, there was an autoimmune disease related to overstimulating the immune system if you gave the vaccine to certain people. And those people got very, very, very sick with the same syndrome as now, Guillain-Barré syndrome or Guillain-Barré syndrome. I have no idea how to pronounce it. Or heart failure. Heart inflammation and heart failure, or blood clots. Those are all big things happening now. And he asked a simple question. My fan Jim, would you give it to your child or grandchild as more of the dangers begin to surface, knowing COVID is not dangerous to your healthy child? I mean, that's the type of it's a great question. Fantastic question, Jim. But it's the kind of question I ask every day on this show. It's not just child. I'm going to be 60 years old. I wouldn't take the vaccine if you gave me $1 million. Forget about it. If you entered me into a lottery for a 1 in a million chance to win $1 million, if you gave me $1 million to take the vaccine, I wouldn't take it because I think there's a legitimate chance that I could die or be crippled for the rest of my life, have my life limited by this vaccine, and not be able to do this radio show with all of you. So I wouldn't do it. And you go, well, what about the risk of COVID? Listen, first of all, life is full of risk. Number two, you know, it's amazing. It was always amazing when people were dying of COVID, they let off the news with deaths. When the deaths went way down, they let off the news with cases, which I believe were always false because they were false positives. But when there was no more deaths, they talked about cases all day. So now there's no more deaths and there's no more cases. So now they talk about the new variant. They don't mention to you. They completely forget to mention the new variant is very weak. It is diluted. It's what happens in the history of flu pandemics. The first attack is more vicious. The second one is less. The third one is even less. And it changes. And suddenly it's not as strong anymore. And so now there's very few hospitalizations and almost no deaths. But yet they talk about the variant. So first it was deaths, then it was hospitalizations. Now it's the variant, without mentioning these very few deaths and very few hospitalizations. And so someone's going to say to me, but Wayne, you're an evil person. Because I know someone who died from the variant. I know someone who's in the hospital from the variant. First of all, there's always exceptions in life. Okay, every day walk into a dangerous high crime neighborhood, otherwise known as a Democrat neighborhood, and lots of people are murdered and lots of people are mugged and lots of people are raped. And in a nice neighborhood, maybe there's a murder once every 20 years. Kind of neighborhood I live in. Maybe once every 20 years you might hear about a murder. It would be disingenuous if you heard about the murder in a nice neighborhood that I live in and you said, wow, Wayne Root lives in a murderous high crime neighborhood because one person died yesterday, which was the first murder in 20 years. If that happened and you said that meant my neighborhood was dangerous, you'd be lying. And that's what's going on here. They're making stories up to adhere to whatever their storyline is. So as an example, when people died of something other than COVID during the last year, everybody was called COVID. because they wanted to collect the $39,000 at each hospital and each nursing home, and because the news media wanted to get great ratings, and because the government wanted to, in my opinion, defeat Trump and the deep state and the D.C. swamp. And the communists of the Democrat Party wanted to defeat Trump, so they had to destroy the country and destroy the economy. But now that people are dying of the COVID vaccine in incredible numbers, I'm not talking about the ones on the VAERS reporting system, which is lots of death, enough that they should stop the vaccine, in my opinion, just like that doctor in Europe. I'm talking about the people that are dying every day, including people I know, very soon after getting the vaccine, but they won't report it as vaccine-related. They reported as, oh, he died 2 weeks after the vaccine, but he had heart problems. Wait a minute. He died after getting the vaccine. His heart was swollen. His brain was swollen. After the vaccine, and he died. How is that not a death from the vaccine? I told you a couple weeks ago about a friend of mine in real estate that said literally a 30-year-old gal got the vaccine. She's a mother of two, I think they told me, in Vegas. And she fell into a coma that day after getting the vaccine, was on life support for 2 weeks, then they disconnected life support. She's dead. They say it's not COVID-related. It's not COVID vaccine-related. So when no matter what someone died from, it was called COVID. Now when they absolutely died from the COVID vaccine, it's not called the COVID vaccine, and they refuse to do an autopsy. All over the country, they refuse to do autopsies. I believe the bodies are piling up from the vaccine. And they don't want anybody to know. This is such a gigantic scandal and cover-up. They don't want anyone to know. But meanwhile, they want to go door-to-door and force you to take the vaccine. Does that make any sense to you at all? Here's Eric Clapton warning his fans about COVID vaccine danger. Music legend Eric Clapton, who, by the way, is some consider the greatest guitarist of all time, is speaking out about the horrors he had to endure thanks to his COVID vaccine. Clapton reveals how the injection severely damaged his body, possibly forever. He explains he's unsure what will happen with his upcoming fall tour if he's unable to use his hands. I lost the use of my hands for 3 weeks. I thought I was in real trouble, and it was at about that point that I was invited by Robin Mattoni to talk about it because it was easy to say yes, because I realized I wasn't the only one who was suffering adverse reactions. Clapton is once again able to use his hands. They still do not function, however, anywhere close to normal. He's now forced to wear special gloves to protect them from hot and cold sensations. I can't touch anything hot or cold. I have to use these gloves, otherwise my hands will begin to burn, and they'll stay burnt all day. Whether or not I have gigs to do in the autumn, I know maybe vitamin D will help. There's not much else that does other than being really, really careful. All of this happened after his second injection of mRNA vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna. Clapton was just following the science, and this is what happened to him. Just like to mention the truth to all of you. That's all I do is I speak the truth, and I get in trouble for it all the time. I remember when I ran for President of the United States in 2007, and I got the VP nomination in 2008 with the Libertarian Party. I was on a presidential ticket. I was running against Barack Obama on the Democrat presidential ticket. It was the first time in the history of the United States of America that two college classmates, both of us Columbia graduates, class of 83, first time that two college classmates were running on opposing presidential tickets. So everywhere that I campaigned across the United States in 2008, I was asked, what was it like to be classmates of Barack Obama? And I answered, pure honesty, I don't know. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, don't know anybody at Columbia. None of my friends ever saw him, ever heard of him, or met him. It's the strangest story ever. Because I was pre-law, and I knew everyone in pre-law, and I was a political science major, and I knew everyone who was a political science major, and he claims to be Columbia graduate class of 83, pre-law and political science major. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, thought I knew everyone in my class, never with Obama, and don't know anyone who I've ever met at Columbia who ever met him, ever saw him in any way, shape, or form. Didn't see a shadow of Barack Obama. Didn't see smoke coming from his, smoking his pot. Didn't see the smoke trails. Nobody I know ever saw a sighting of Barack Obama at Columbia. I spoke to professors who say you couldn't graduate without being in my class, and there was never a Barack Obama in any of my classes. So all I did, break it down. Wayne Root spoke the truth. What did you want me to say in the interest of being politically correct? What I should have said is I should have lied. And I should have said, of course I knew Obama. He was the greatest guy in the world. Or I should have said, of course I knew Obama. I watched him snort cocaine. Because we all know he admitted in his book he snorted cocaine and smoked lots of pot. He was a druggie at Columbia and a druggie at Occidental and a druggie in high school and at a fancy prep school in Hawaii. So maybe I should have said I snorted coke with him. Would that have made everybody happy if I lied and said he used drugs in front of me? All I did was tell the truth. Never saw him, never heard of him. And for the rest of all time, every single media in the world can't describe me without saying Wayne Root conspiracy theorist. And then when they define what that means, they go, he's the guy that spread the birther rumors about Barack Obama. Wayne Root was the original birther. Do you realize I never mentioned his birth in my entire life? Do you realize I've never been a birther in my entire life? I don't know anything about his birth. I don't know anything about his birth certificate. Never mentioned in my life. The media guilty of absolute fraud in describing me. All I did was tell the truth. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know why. He wasn't at Columbia. I'm telling you, nobody I know, he wasn't at Columbia. He was the ghost of Columbia. None of the professors ever met him. Nobody ever met him. So when you tell the truth about the vaccine, they're going to call me a conspiracy theorist for repeating the CDC's own VAERS adverse vaccine effects system. Adverse effects system. For just repeating that thousands have died and hundreds of thousands have been very badly injured, they're going to say that's a conspiracy theory. It's from the CDC. What a country we live in. The truth is no longer wanted. It's incredible.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date,
and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Otherwise known as the Warrior, Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love working out hard every day. I worked out 90 minutes today. Actually, I worked out a little longer than I worked out about 2 hours today because I did weights today in addition to aerobic. And you say, why do you want to work out so long? I enjoy it. I was watching a movie. While you're watching the movie, it just goes by in a minute. And it was fabulous. I look forward to working out the next day because a lot of times I work out an hour and the movie is, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours long. So if I work out tomorrow, I get to see the second half of the movie. So that's how I motivate myself to work out. I'm like, oh, cool, I love that movie. I want to see how it turns out. And then tomorrow you get to finish the movie. So I love working out. But the negative is that when you work out hard and you're over the age of 50, you have aches and pains. And so I was talking with Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Redskin and Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. It'll heal your body. And he was right, no more aches and pains. I feel like a million bucks. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Finding quality CBD not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD, best quality I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American grown and made. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, Wayne Allen Root, WAR15 at checkout. And even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 and get up to 25% off. So I just wanted to show you the difference in the way I'm treated and the way that Stephen Smith, who's black, Stephen A. Smith, who's a opinion guy and a columnist and a commentator on ESPN, and he's constantly in the New York newspapers, and everything he says becomes scandalous and controversial, and he gets $6 million a year is what ESPN pays him to just have a gigantic big mouth like me. But I'm a white guy with a big mouth, and worse, I'm a white Republican conservative Trumper with a big mouth, so everything I say has got to be racist. Everything I say has got to be terrible. Everything I say has got to be outrageously hated by liberals. But Stephen Smith is black, and he's liberal, and so everything he says is okay. Can you imagine if I said this, Chris Roldetic?
And I understand that baseball is an international sport itself in terms of participation. But when you talk about an audience gravitating to the tube or to the ballpark to actually watch you, okay, I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country.
Right, he was talking about Shohei Ohtani. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Close enough. Shohei Ohtani was a Japanese baseball player who's playing in the American, you know, Major League Baseball. And he is, you know, just incredible. He's like going to break home run records. He's like the new Babe Ruth. And they're comparing him to Babe Ruth. And he's a pitcher, too. So, I mean, the last guy who's pitched and hit a lot of home runs was Babe Ruth 100 years ago. So he's an amazing guy. So even I, Wayne Root, who can't stand people coming over the border illegally, right? But I have no problem with people who are legal immigrants in the United States. Never have. That's what I've always tried to tell everybody, the difference between conservatives and liberals. I got no problem with immigration. I think America is a nation of immigrants. I love that this guy. You think I would care if a Mexican, as an example, I'm always complaining about all the Mexicans and Central Americans coming over the border who want welfare for the rest of their lives, and they come over illegally, and liberals want them to vote. But I'm not complaining about them being Mexican. I'm not complaining about them being Honduran. I don't care what their race is or the country they're from is. That doesn't matter to me. It's the welfare. It's the illegality that you invaded our country and broke in. So if a Mexican baseball player was hitting 60 home runs and beating Babe Ruth's record and Hank Aaron's record and Barry Bonds' record, right? Isn't Barry Bonds the record holder now? He's the all-time baseball record holder. And McGuire was another great baseball hitter, and Sammy Sosa, great home run hitter. So my point to you is, if a Mexican or a Honduran or an El Salvadoran or a Guatemalan was breaking home run records, I couldn't care less about their race. And I honestly don't care if they need an interpreter. I don't care. I'm actually more liberal on this topic than Stephen A. Smith. But the point is, if I said that, there are people who would want to kill me. There are people who would say what a racist I am. There are people who would say I shouldn't be on the air. He says it. He's black. It's all okay. Now, even worse, did you see his apology? He tweeted out his apology. And the whole thing, let me sum it up for you. You can't be mad at me. I'm black. I understand prejudice. I would never mean to hurt somebody because I'm black. I'm a good guy because I'm black. You can't fire me because I'm black.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Texas is putting an end to the DACA program. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling in favor of Texas and other Republican-led states Friday by not allowing the Biden administration to approve new applications. The ruling will not affect the 600,000 people already enrolled in the program. Lawmakers continuing to speak out about the most significant Cuban protests in decades in response to the ongoing crackdown by the island's communist government. Florida Republican Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar telling Fox News why it's so difficult to help the Cuban people by sending remittances to the country.
Some of that money gets to the families that are receiving it, but the Cuban government takes a very big chunk of that money.
President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. We'll take calls second half of this hour. Throughout this second half, 833-WAR-TALK. 927-8255 is the numerical number, 833-927-8255. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. This show comes to you from the house that Root built. What did General George Washington say? If you want peace, prepare for war. I'm sure that George was thinking of Wayne Allyn Root. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. Again, the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to know what you think about the vaccines. Love to know what you think about the stolen election. Love to know what you think about the people of Cuba being in the street. Well, the Democratic Party in the United States seems to believe in the exact same things. And the kids of America who go to college believe in socialism while the people are revolting in the streets of Cuba. And Biden does the same thing. I mean, by the way, what's the difference between socialism and communism and the Biden regime now admitting they monitor private communications? Biden regime admits monitoring private communications and calls on SIMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over social media and text messages. You mean if I write that vaccines are killing people because the VAERS system provided by the CDC shows thousands are dead and hundreds of thousands badly injured, and that's a text now. Not only you try to ban me from social media, you want to ban my ability to text. The Biden regime is now calling on SIMS, SMS carriers, to fact-check text messages in an effort to stop misinformation about the COVID vaccine. Last Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration will be sending thugs door-to-door to harass unvaccinated Americans, even though it could be trespassing. Their exact instructions, which we found, which we've read, actually say ignore the no trespassing and just knock on their door, even though that's a criminal act, and I could have you arrested. Biden confirms he will focus on communities where vaccination rates are low. That'll be all Republican right-wing Christian communities. We need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door-to-door, literally knocking on doors, Biden says. Now the Biden regime and its Democrat allies are going to monitor private communications to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over social media and text messages. I mean, this is sick. Organizations that are feeding misinformation and trying to mischaracterize this type of trusted messenger work, I believe you're doing a disservice to the country and to the doctors, the faith leaders, community leaders, and others who work to get people vaccinated. And that's also an interesting thing to say. Because what they want is they want the ministers and the rabbis. They want all the people, the priests who lead religions, the trusted religious people, to force you to get vaccinated or to intimidate you or to embarrass you or to harass you, to hound you to get vaccinated and to make you feel like you're not a good Christian, you're not a good Jew, you're not a good Catholic if you don't get vaccinated. That's why they mention trust-based. The faith leaders, the community leaders, the doctors. They want the doctors to shill for the big pharma vaccine manufacturers. It's all sick. It's all Soviet Nazi level propaganda. It's like the Gestapo. Biden, Politico reports, Biden allied groups, including the Democrat National Committee, are planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers, I assume that's pronounced SIMS carriers, to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over social media and text messages. How do you know what I'm sending over a text message? You're now monitoring and editing my text messages? You can ban it if I tell someone the vaccine doesn't work? This is really sick. George Orwell, 1984 stuff. Isn't this funny? White House spokesman Kevin Munoz says, "We are steadfastly committed to keeping politics out of the effort to get every American vaccinated so we can save lives and help our economy further recover. When we see deliberate efforts to spread misinformation, we view that as an impediment to the country's public health and will not shy away from calling it out." So just the truth, huh? The truth is no longer allowed. What misinformation? Who's deciding what's misinformation? Charlie Kirk, the pro-Trump co-founder of the conservative student organization Turning Point USA, said on Fox last week he was embarking on a massive public relations campaign around vaccination efforts, which he compared to an apartheid-style open-air hostage situation. In other words, what he's saying is colleges are putting a gun to the heads of young people who don't know any better and have no one there. There's no lawyer by their side. There's not even a parent by their side. They're away at college by themselves, and they're being told, "I'm going to send you back home. You can get back in your car and drive 3,000 miles to the other side of America and tell your mommy and daddy you've been kicked out of college, and we're going to keep their money. And the kids go, "Okay, I'll take the vaccine." I understand exactly what Charlie said. That's disgusting. That is disgusting what you're doing to college kids who have no lawyer in front of them and no mom and dad to tell you to go F yourselves. I'm handing you money so you can force my child to be vaccinated with a unproven experimental vaccine? Turning Point USA has sent out SMS messages. So I guess, you know, I'm a very low-tech guy. I don't know what any of this means. I think SMS messages means you're sending out text to hundreds of people at once. So Turning Point USA has sent out SMS messages urging people to sign petitions on the topic. In one message, Charlie Kirk contends Biden is sending goons door-to-door to make you take a COVID-19 vaccine. Sign the petition to no medical raids in America. So you want to bet that's exactly what they're talking about? They're going to block his texts so he cannot send them out and tell the truth and say what he wants to say in America, the land no longer of the free. It's just disgusting what's happening in this country. I'm disgusted by all of it. There is no freedom. And it's all because they're elected by rigging and stealing an election. And they don't want me to say that. And they'd like to throw me off the air for saying that. And they'd like me to lose my career for saying that. And they'd like me to wind up penniless for saying that. It's no advantage for me to say that. I'm much better off not saying it. And I say it every day, all day long. Because it's the truth. Just like I never saw a bomb at Columbia, and I knew everyone at Columbia in the political science department, and he wasn't there. It's the truth. And I'll take a lie detector test. And I know Trump's election was stolen. I'll take a lie detector test. Are you kidding me? One of the best mathematicians in the world says the odds of him losing the states he lost were zero. One in a quadrillion. But nobody brings that up. Nobody but Wayne Root. Breaking news. President Trump releases letter from U.S. attorney who claimed that the Attorney General of the United States, Bob Barr, told him not to investigate the 2020 election results in Pennsylvania. U.S. Attorney in Pennsylvania sent the president a letter recently where he claimed former AG Bill Barr, told him not to investigate the crimes and corruption that occurred in the 2020 election. Tonight, the president released the letter. That's the breaking news, that he released the letter. He announced at a CPAC yesterday, he told the crowd that this happened. Today he released a letter from the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, William McSwain. McSwain shared the following. On election day and afterwards, our office received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. As part of my responsibilities as U.S. Attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and, of course, investigate fully any allegations. Attorney General Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. I was given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation, the same state attorney general who had already declared that you, President Trump, could not win the election. Remember I told you his name is Shapiro? If he was black, they'd call me a racist because I'm saying that he's a corrupt, fraudulent attorney general. But he's Jewish like I am, so what are you going to say now? See, it never has to do with race or religion for me. It has to do with the way you think and the actions you pursue. That guy Shapiro, Attorney General of Pennsylvania, said you will not win the election even if you're ahead by 800,000 votes on election night. He knew it was fixed. He knew it was rigged. He rigged it. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I say this. It's an opinion show, and that's my opinion, that you're a corrupt, no-good piece of garbage, Attorney General Shapiro. This guy says, this U.S. attorney says, I disagreed with that decision, but those were my orders. Wow. Attorney General Barr aided and abetted the election steal of 2020. They stole our election. Nowhere worse than in Pennsylvania. These people are such criminals. Let me say again, it's an opinion show, and that's my opinion. And it's the opinion of 74 million Trump voters, too. And it's the opinion of, and that's the ones that were counted. I think it's the opinion of between 80 and 85 million Trump voters, because the rest of them were stolen by these scum that rigged the election. I'm saying it again and again. Try and stop me. The truth will get out.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of LibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of LibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of LibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Biden released a video on Friday last week celebrating the Lunar New Year, but also causing further divide by introducing race into this video where it didn't need to be. He was talking about Asian Americans being attacked, neglected to mention it was black folks who were attacking them. What do you make of all this?
Now, I'm glad you brought up the attacks on Asians. You know, to listen to Democrat politicians try and put that on Trump, and then you see the videos of the people who are doing the attacks. I'm sorry, but, you know, those young men, mostly in Oakland, black men, you know, possibly gang related. I don't think those are Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think they're motivated by anything that President Trump said.
No.
At least not motivated positively. But the Dems are trying to say, oh, that's because of, you know, the racist thing that Trump built up. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. That's a lie. And those politicians do it with absolutely no problem, no difficulty saying it.
They have no conscience.
It's just amazing. They have none.
None. They're total hypocrites. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, I swear. Stephen Bucci is our guest, Heritage Foundation. Two more out from me. I know you got to run. I appreciate the time, as always. But number one is, what are we going to end up doing with Cuomo? I mean, obviously, not to laugh because people died, but Jesus. Here's a guy who was put up on a pedestal. People were begging him to run for president because they knew Biden couldn't get out of his own way. Him and his brother Fredo causing all kinds of havoc. What do you make of this?
Well, first, I'm totally unsurprised. You know, Cuomo shifted from, you know, this statesman-like, his leadership model that he did for about 5 minutes of the whole thing and then wrote a book about it, to talking like some street thug, he and his brother Fredo there, you know, threatening people, threatening religious groups, saying, well, we'll see how, you know, how much they stand when we start finding them and we go after them. And then it turns out he's the one who's been lying. He's the one who's been deceiving the public. If he was a Republican, he'd already be up on a cross.
Yep.
But because he's a liberal Democrat, you're not even seeing it on most of the mainstream media. There's actually been a couple of mainstream outlets who have at least played the story of the gal, you know, making the accusation. But, boy, there's no pitchforks or torches out there for old Andrew. But that's what he deserves. I mean, heck, even Mayor de Blasio has called for an investigation. that's de Blasio's farther to the left than Cuomo.
Right.
Cuomo's more like running a crime family than it is, some sort of liberal bastion. But he needs to go down. He needs to be recalled. If anybody needs to be impeached, in the beginning of 2021, it's Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Though I'd be happy if Gavin Newsom goes, too. But we need to call these guys to account. They have been lying and hiding things and deceiving the public and doing it seemingly with impunity. They need to be called to account through the legal means that we have in our system, and both at the state and federal level, but they need to pay the price for the lies that they have been telling the American people for the last year.
Absolutely. And you said it perfectly. His dopey brother, Fredo, speechless on CNN. He's just sitting there like a big dope every single night, doesn't know what to do, which I find hilarious. All right, Stephen, one more from me. Minneapolis, they're complaining now. First, they were complaining that, again, police were too violent or police weren't doing a good job. They defunded the police. Now the same folks who wanted all of that are complaining that the response times on 911 calls are not fast enough. This is after they've cut millions from their budgets. I mean, just a lack of common sense everywhere, right?
Well, it's, exactly what you said. People on our side of the aisle are like, duh. Did you think this was not going to happen when you defunded the police?
Right.
If you're saying the police are not responding properly, what do? You take money away from them so they get less training, have less assets. So you the options of the police are either to send in people into situations with way less numbers and capability to protect themselves, or they're going to not show up. Well, the police understand they're not going to be supported if they go into those dicey situations. They got unions, too. And they're going to say, time for us to just back up a little bit. We'll handle the situations where we think we can deal with it. If it's one that could get out of hand, we're not showing up. And this shows, the hypocrisy of the left. Is the only people that are going to be hurt by this are the good citizens, the majority of citizens who live in those poorer neighborhoods, who now the cops, who were the only ones protecting those people, are not going to show up. So now the thugs are going to have free reign to do whatever they want. To use the TV or movie analogy, we've just given the Joker and the bad guys from Arkham Asylum run of Gotham City. You said, no, police stay out. The bad guys are going to handle it. We saw this in Portland, Lee. When the mayor said, no, we're going to let them keep their autonomous zone. It'll be fine. It'll be a summer of love. And then they started killing each other and attacking, citizens who live there but were not part of this ridiculous idea. And then everybody started screaming, the police need to go in there and protect them. Well, the mayor told the police they couldn't. Leftist ideas like this come to roost. Unfortunately, the people who pay the price are the citizens of our cities, our states, and our country.
Great stuff again, Stephen. I just looked at the clock. I got to go. I'm out of time. I'll talk to you down the road. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.